AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Today, the Supreme Court will hear arguments on whether states can ban conversion therapy for LGBTQ plus kids. It's been 2 years since thousands of Hamas-led militants poured into southern Israel, sparking the war in Gaza. In Israel, families and friends of the October 7th victims visited the site of the Nova Music Festival, where 400 concertgoers were killed and dozens taken hostage by Hamas. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports President Trump's efforts to deploy the National Guard to U.S. cities is setting up a legal clash, testing presidential power.
We're under invasion from within.
President Trump last week telling top military officers the situation in the U.S. right now is no different than facing a foreign enemy.
But more difficult in many ways because they don't wear uniforms. At least when they're wearing a uniform, you can take them out.
Most found in big cities led by Democrats. But Illinois, following California and Oregon, has filed suit to stop it.
There is no invasion here. There is no insurrection here.
Governor J.B. Pritzker.
Donald Trump is using our service members as political props.
Pritzker says it's part of a playbook.
Cause chaos, create fear and confusion, make it seem like peaceful protesters are a mob by firing gas pellets and tear gas canisters at them.
A pretext, Pritzker says. President Trump.
We have an insurrection act for a reason.
That conflict's now playing out in the courts. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Yesterday, the Supreme Court rejected an appeal from Ghislaine Maxwell. When asked about whether he would consider pardoning the imprisoned former girlfriend of Jeffrey Epstein, the president said,
I say, well, I'll take a look at it. I will speak to the DOJ. I wouldn't consider it or not consider it. I don't know anything about it, I will speak to the DOJ.
This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. Blake Snell struck out 9 over 6 scoreless innings, and the Dodgers held off the Phillies for a 4-3 Game 2 victory and a 2-0 National League Division Series lead.
The mood was good. Excitement, belief. I mean, we know we're going to win.
The Brewers also claimed a 2-0 lead in their NL Division Series with a 7-3 rout of the Cubs. NFL, Trevor Lawrence rushed for a go-ahead 1-yard touchdown with 23 seconds remaining to lead the Jaguars past Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs 31-28 on Monday Night Football. Mark Sanchez is now facing a felony battery charge for what authorities say was a fight over parking in a weekend altercation in Indianapolis. And NHL Oilers star Connor McDavid has agreed to a 2-year, $25 million contract extension to remain in Edmonton. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.